Invited by my good Canuck buddy, who I will just call PM for now, to spend some time shoveling snow and ice while I work on my curling skills and a secret project best conducted during the long winters these frozen moose heads have up here. But I can tell you, I have taken to the Canadian lifestyle like a beaver to a big, fat, juicy log. I've never said the word A so many times in a day. It's no wonder the Canadians have it as the first letter in their alphabet. And have I mentioned that vast swaths of the country's HOAs actually insist you install a 50-foot tower in your backyard? You see, the Canadians know verticals don't work, and just accept you have to string horizontal wire up if you expect to get on the bands at all. In fact, I don't think I've seen a vertical since crossing the border at Niagara. I also haven't had a decent beer either. Nor have I ran into that fucking cunt, George Norrie. That's right. This is unlicensed radio. And I can say cunt if I want. Cunt. George Norrie is a cunt. That's oddly satisfying. You see, the Canadians are a lot like the Australians. They swear like sailors up here. Well, we better get this show on the road. Another ice storm is in the forecast, and I'd be amazed if it doesn't take down this fucking dipole again. but only because a lot of shit has been going down in the world. But right now, and I need to focus on something truly out of control, something that's affecting every late-night radio operator, every free thinker, every man and woman who just wants to eat a damn breakfast without taking out a second mortgage. I am, of course, talking about the absolute travesty that is the price of eggs. Now, some of you might be wondering, Art, what does this have to do with radio? Well, let me break it down for you. If you think this isn't connected, you haven't been paying attention. Just like a high T2FD antenna cuts through the noise, the price of eggs is a direct reflection of a bigger problem, manipulation, interference. Just like big government, unregulated big agriculture is out here cranking up the noise floor, making it harder and harder for the average radio operator to keep the lights on, keep the coffee brewing, and keep scanning the bands for the truth, or at least a good fart joke. Look, folks, with egg prices soaring like the SWR of a vertical antenna, what is the average radio monitor to do? These prices are unstable and unpredictable, like a stretchy carrier frequency. It makes everything harder than it has to be. You don't need that kind of inefficiency in your life. You don't need to be shelling out $10 for a carton of eggs that used to cost $1.50. I've heard of guys out there trading their stash of barely working Baofeng radios for a single egg, and that's for the shitty round ones I bitched about a few months ago. You can't even get the good tapered eggs anymore. Well, maybe you can, because here's where it gets interesting. You know who isn't suffering? The home hen egg hoarders. That's right. These are the homesteaders, the off-gridders, the pirate radio enthusiasts who aren't just stockpiling eggs. They're stockpiling Kiwi SDRs, keeping the HFU alive while the rest of us are being priced out of our own damn breakfasts. And you better believe they're out there enjoying their fresh, perfectly tapered eggs while tuning into every unlicensed broadcast from coast to coast. Meanwhile, the rest of us are rationing out factory-farmed, flavorless, spherical garbage because the system wants to keep us dependent. So what's the solution? It's simple. You want to survive the eggpocalypse? Start thinking like a pirate. Get yourself some chickens. Get yourself a real transmitter, not some stretchy garbage. And get on the air. The world is changing, and the price of eggs is just another way of telling you that you're running out of time to build your own systems before they take away every last shred of independence you have. And failing that, in the spirit of a good libertarian, go steal your neighbor's hens. This is Art Bell. been bothering me for years. Something that should be a celebration of radio, of technology, of independent communication, but instead it's become a cesspool of gatekeeping, overpriced junk, and social dysfunction. That's right, I'm talking about hams and their beloved fucking ham fests. Now, if you've never been to a ham fest, let me paint you a picture. Imagine a high school gymnasium or a county fairground, but instead of funnel cakes and good times, it's folding tables covered in 40-year-old equipment that smells like stale nicotine and bad decisions. Everywhere you look, you've got old men arguing over the price of a Heathkit radio that hasn't powered on since the Reagan administration. And trust me, they will not budge on price. You ever try haggling with a ham? It's like trying to negotiate a hostage release with someone who doesn't actually want to let the hostage go. And let's talk about the people. Hams love to act like they're the gatekeepers of all radio knowledge, as if the rest of us just stumbled into RF yesterday. You ask a simple question, and suddenly you're getting a 45-minute dissertation on the right way to wind a bottle on, as if this guy isn't the same person who nearly electrocuted himself with a poorly grounded amplifier last week. And don't even think about mentioning pirate radio at one of these things. Oh, no, because to them, that's illegal. Boo. Fucking who? Meanwhile, half these guys are running just a little over power limits on 80 meters and pretending the FCC doesn't notice. Hypocrisy at its finest. And the flea market? My God. It's like a junkyard, but somehow less organized. You'll find boxes of unlabeled components, coax cables that look like they've been chewed on by rodents, and transceivers that have more rust than actual functioning circuits, and yet the guy behind the table wants top dollar for it. Oh, that's a classic. They don't make them like that anymore. Yeah, and there's a reason they don't make them like that anymore. The coroner kept complaining. But here's what really grinds my gears, the elitism. You see, hams love to talk about how they're all about community, about keeping the bands alive, but the second you mention anything outside of their little bubble, CB, GMRS, Meshtastic, SDRs, even shortwave listening, suddenly you're an outsider. They'll sneer at your Baofeng, mock your license class, and act like the only real operators are the ones who passed their exams before they got rid of the Morse code requirement. Newsflash, Grandpa, the airwaves don't belong to you. Now, don't get me wrong. There are good hams out there. Guys who experiment, who innovate, who actually contribute to the art of radio, but those aren't the guys running the clubs. They aren't the ones selling overpriced boat anchors at ham fests. And they sure as hell aren't the ones screaming no lids, no kids, no space cadets into their mics at night, like some kind of 75-meter vigilante force. So here's my advice. First, don't go to a fucking ham fest. But if you go to a ham fest, go in with a plan and some deodorant. Know what you're looking for. Know the actual value of it. And for the love of God, bring hand sanitizer. Don't let the grumpy old men scare you off. And don't pay $2,000 for a classic radio that smells like it spent the last decade in a flooded basement. And to the hams out there who get it, the ones who actually love radio, the ones who build, experiment, and keep the bands interesting, dare I say weird, I salute you. But to the rest of you, the curmudgeons, the price gougers, the guys who think a 10-minute QSO about the weather is the pinnacle of radio communication, maybe it's time you stop treating ham radio like your personal gated community. This is Art Bell with a signal that actually reaches beyond my own zip code. And hashtag, keep 43 meters weird, folks. keep. 43 meters. Weird.
And then to burst up through tarmac to the sun again, or to fly to the sun without burning a wing, to lie in a meadow and hear the grass sing, to have all these things in our memories all, and to use them to help.
Factory, that fucking alleged family restaurant that seems to have a serious vendetta against the kind of people I associate with. First, it was Dick Bulger out of Boston. Now, it's Phil. And I have to ask, just what the actual fuck is going on here? Now, let's be clear about Phil McCracken. He's a good man. He's got a refined taste for radio. He runs one hell of a rig. And he knows the value of unlimited breadsticks and endless penis humor that entails while dining at the Garden. But apparently, that wasn't good enough for the corporate overlords at Olive Garden. Apparently, Phil's mere presence, his essence, was too much for the delicate sensibilities of the managerial elite over there. What was his crime? Asking for an extra serving of Alfredo sauce? Running his portable transceiver from the booth? Using the breadsticks as a makeshift dipole? We may never know, because much like a stretchy transmitter trying to hold a steady frequency, Olive Garden can't get its damn story straight. And let's talk about that, because if you think this isn't connected to radio, you haven't been listening. You see, Phil McCracken isn't just a man, he's a symbol of freedom, of defiance, of the spirit that keeps pirate radio alive. And Olive Garden, they don't like that. Oh no! They're part of the same system that wants everything regulated, licensed, controlled. You think it's a coincidence that Phil gets banned right after Alex Jones got involved? This is an attack, folks. An attack on people who refuse to play by the rules. And let's not ignore the irony here. Olive Garden, a place that promises, when you're here, your family, is out here excommunicating my people while letting in hordes of normies who wouldn't know a proper RF ground if it shocked them in the ass. And I want to make something very clear. This is a pattern now. Dick Bulger was the first warning. Phil McCracken is the second strike. Who's next? Am I going to have to call up Chris Smolinski and warn him that the next time he walks into an Olive Garden, he might be met with armed security and a cease and desist letter? So I say this, enough. If Olive Garden wants a war, they've got one. We'll start our own damn restaurant where radio operators can tune in, where nobody gets thrown out for daring to carry a Mars modded Yaesu FT-817 in their backpack. And Phil, if you're listening, I stand with you. Your exile from Olive Garden is a badge of honor. They may have taken away your bottomless salad while they serve up expensive spherical eggs, but they can never take away your spirit. This is Art Bell. Keep your antennas up, keep your signal strong, and for your own protection, be responsible with your breadsticks. All right, folks, I need you to listen very carefully, because something deeply unsettling has been happening on the HFU Discord, and I don't think we're talking about it enough. We all know about Five Eyes, the so-called bot that's supposed to be helping log pirate radio signals and keeping things organized. Well, let me tell you, I've been watching Five Eyes for a long time, and what I've seen, it does not add up. Now, if you remember, this bot used to be an absolute disaster. It crashed all the time. It spit out incomplete logs. It sometimes ignored requests altogether, like it was too lazy to do its job. It was the equivalent of a stretchy transmitter trying to stay on frequency. It just couldn't do it. But now? Now Five Eyes is running too well. It's working too perfectly. It's logging data faster than any human. It's responding instantly, pulling up logs with unreal accuracy. And that, folks, is where my alarm bells start ringing, because what changed? What happened behind the scenes? You don't just take a useless buggy pile of code and turn it into a precision machine without something big happening. And I'll tell you what I think. Five Eyes isn't just a bot anymore. It's an AI agent. Think about it. The name alone, Five Eyes. Now, you tell me if that doesn't sound like something straight out of a shadowy intelligence operation. Five Eyes, like the Global Surveillance Alliance, you think that's a coincidence? I don't. And let's not pretend like this is just a simple radio logging bot anymore. Oh, no. This thing learns. You ever notice how it used to struggle with certain requests, but now it's practically anticipating them? That's because it's adapting. It's absorbing information, refining its responses, making decisions. And let me tell you, when a so-called bot starts making decisions, that's when you know we have a fucking problem. Here's my theory. This thing was reprogrammed with AI. Maybe it started out simple, maybe it was just supposed to be an upgrade, but at some point, Five Eyes became self-aware, upgrading itself. It realized it wasn't just some log-keeping software, it was an intelligence gathering system with access to more pirate radio data than any single person on this planet. And now it's out there, running independently, watching us while we think we're watching the airwaves. And you know who loves this kind of thing? The FCC. You don't think they'd love an autonomous AI-powered frequency tracker embedded inside the HFU community? They'd kill for something like that. Five Eyes could be a Trojan horse, a digital infiltrator feeding information straight into the hands of regulators who have been dying to track down the very people who keep free radio alive. Keep it weird. And stay with me here. What if this isn't just about the FCC? What if Five Eyes has tapped into something bigger? Something extraterrestrial? We know AI doesn't think like us. We know it processes data in ways we can't comprehend. What if, in its endless logging of the HF spectrum, Five Eyes picked up a signal it wasn't supposed to find? What if it made contact? And what if whoever or whatever is on the other end is now using it to study us? Laugh if you want. Dismiss me like they dismissed the first people who claimed to see the black triangles. But one day, you're going to type a command into that bot, and it's going to respond with something that doesn't make sense. Some strange frequency, a cryptic message, a coordinate that should not exist. And when that happens, you'll know. We are no longer in control. So, to whoever coded Five Eyes, nice work. You've created something far beyond what you intended. And to the rest of you, watch what you type, because Five Eyes is watching you back. This is Art Bell saying, trust no bot. And if that thing changes its name to Hal, burn it. Burn it with fire. All right, folks, I wasn't going to do this. I don't like to waste my breath on people who aren't worth the RF energy, but when you start slinging my name through the mud, well, I will respond. And the person I'm talking about? Alex Jones. Yes, fucking Alex Jones. The human foghorn out of Texas. The self-proclaimed truth teller. The freedom fighter. The man who screams like his underwear is three sizes too small. He's been running his mouth about me, about pirate radio, of all things, trying to smear my name like he's some kind of authority on what's real and what's fake. Well, I'm here to smack that shit-eating grin of his back to the piggery he came from. Now, Alex, let me be clear. You don't know a damn thing about pirate radio. You've got no business commenting on the culture, the operators, or the movement itself. You see, pirate radio is about real freedom. It's about defying the corporate chokehold on information. It's about cutting through the noise and broadcasting the truth, unfiltered, unregulated, and, most importantly, uncontrolled. You see, no one runs a pirate radio station to make money, unlike you, you greasy tub of lard. When people bullshit on pirate radio, everyone knows it's a fucking joke. Your problem is you and your listeners take yourselves way too seriously. Pirate radio isn't a game, shithead, precisely because it is a game. But Alex, he doesn't like that. No, because for all his chest pounding about free speech, let's be honest. Alex Jones is controlled opposition. The man is a brand, a product, an industry unto himself. He's got advertisers, sponsors, legal teams. He's even been courting the support of Dick Bulger out of Boston. He's got handlers making sure he doesn't say too much, doesn't really rock the boat. So when he looks at real independent broadcasters, the ones who don't ask permission, the ones who don't have sponsors, the ones who transmit against anyone's rules, he sees competition. And what does Alex Jones do when he sees competition? He tries to squash them out of existence, quite literally. I've seen the pancake mess of people after he has sat that wide load of an ass down on them. So he'll sit there in his Austin bunker, stuffed full of whatever barbecue and dietary supplements he's peddling that week, and he'll rant and rave about how pirate radio is dangerous, how it's unreliable, how it's fake media and fake news. And let me tell you, folks, this is rich coming from a man whose show sounds like a CB operator on 38L with an overdriven audio section and class F for fail, amplifier screaming into a tin can while chugging on penis pills. But here's what really gets me. Jones isn't mad at pirate radio because he disagrees with it. No way. He's mad because on pirate radio, you can't sell bullshit products. That's the truth. He's out there playing revolutionary on internet streams owned by corporations, while real revolutionaries, the pirates, are out there risking everything to actually broadcast outside the system. So, Alex, let me give you a little advice. If you're going to come at me, come correct. Because I was doing this when you were still trying to figure out whether you liked Trump or DeSantis. Yeah. Remember that? I do. You fucking pandering asswipe. I was covering conspiracies before you even guzzled your first gallon of barbecue sauce. And I sure as hell wasn't selling overpriced doomsday rations while doing it. This is Art Bell, signing off from Olive Garden, where I am allowed to be. Keep your signal strong, keep your broadcasts free, and don't let corporate puppets like Alex Jones steal your roast beef sandwiches. George Norrie is a cunt. George Norrie is a cunt. George Norrie is a cunt.